Black helicopter crowd notion.
Tyranny's always lurking just around the corner. Conspiracy. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. You're listening to WBHN New Jersey. And I'm your host, Zen One. This is episode number 96. And it's Sunday, September 17th, 2017. It's currently 67 degrees and cloudy here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. Current time is 7:54 a.m. Now, for first-time listeners, WBHN New Jersey is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss offbeat topics and much more. On today's episode, we're going to be checking out several stories, such as Trio of Troublesome Squirrels Thwarted in New Orleans, The Greatest Cosmic Puzzle, Astronomers Find Stars that appear Older Than the Universe. Let's see what else. And Possessed Doll Sold on eBay for $1,100, reportedly attacks its new owners. We're going to try to get to each of those articles. So, I also have to mention I tried recording this episode the other night, last night, and a part of it came out inaudible, so I am redoing this. This is take two. For some reason, Stitcher usually takes a while to put the new episode up. It's up currently right now playing, even though it's deleted from the host. So this is going to be longer than that episode. So if the 15-minute version is up, that's the wrong episode. It will delete itself in time. So let's see what else. Before we get started, I want to take a moment to mention a few things. This is a new beginning, folks, a rebirth in our podcast journey. We are rebranded, and we are making a lot of changes to the show. I take listener feedback seriously, and in an effort to create better content, we have to change a few things. For example, no more, even though it was an act, no more flying off the handle or being over the top or rants. Those I was putting on an act. We aren't making any growth doing that manner of things. So we're just not going to be doing that anymore. No more controversial topics. No more partisan politics. No fear-mongering. No conspiracies. No cursing. Just going to be more professional. Folks, I'm fleeing the conspiracy field screaming. I had no idea how much nuts it psychos it draws out of the woodwork. And you know what else it draws out of the woodwork? Trolls. It's just not worth it. The rabbit hole goes very deep, and if you keep going down it, it just leads to some bad places. So I want to distance myself from that as soon as possible. Hey, it's 100 episodes, and we are growing. We're showing maturity. We're changing and adapting. We are on the goal to be the best podcast we can be. So I do sincerely want to thank the critics. I'm sorry they feel the way they do, the few that we have. But I thank you for your download and your feedback. It does take time to go out of your way to give us feedback. So that is great, folks. I'm happy for that because I have nothing but gratitude for being able to continue to do this podcast this long. So, yeah. You can expect these new changes. Other ones, longer episodes, no more 10 to 20 minutes, for the most part. But from here on out, we're going to be trying to shoot for 30 to 60 minutes. Holiday episodes, they are on deck. Halloween, Christmas, New Year's absolutely are going to happen. So the 100th episode, I'm thinking my 10 favorite moments, like clips. So we're going to see how that comes out. A seasonal schedule. I'm thinking of doing Since I don't want to commit to one full-fledged year-long forever schedule with that kind of commitment, I'm trying to get a little more consistent, though. So for the fall season, and fall begins, what, the 23rd, I believe, of September. So we're going to be shooting for Saturdays. Saturdays, and if I have to pin it down to a time, maybe Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Okay, folks, so let's just jump into things. We got a bunch of stories, and I don't even know if we're going to get to them all. We'll be right back.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Possessed doll sold on eBay for $1,100 reportedly attacks its new owners. This is on Phenom.com. It doesn't have an author. I do want to mention I found this in all of today's stories off Coast to Coast AM. And I just putting it out there, yes, they have been labeled fake news. So we're just looking at an article, and we're going to talk about it for a quick minute. I'm not telling you this is gospel, okay? I got to let you guys know this is not gospel. This is just an article. So we've talked about haunted dolls on the past on the show. And in Hollywood, you got Chucky. You got the doll from Goosebumps. So this is not... this is something that's been around. This is a Hollywood or horror staple for decades. So sometimes, though, these dolls are inspired from real life. So one of the most popular haunted dolls was Annabelle, which originated in the 70s. It's on display in a museum owned by Ed and Lorraine Warren. There's been numerous movies made about them, such as The Conjuring. So I have a feeling you've heard of that movie. In real life, the doll was allegedly given to them by a nursing student who received it as a gift, but didn't want it anymore because the doll seemed to have a life of its own and malicious intentions. So somebody on eBay had a doll known as Samantha, which had a history of attacking and terrifying her owners. But this one is the one that you'll really lose sleep over. First of all, it's a porcelain doll, which is creepy to some people. But check this out. It had a bidding war. A woman owned this doll and decided to sell it, like I just said. The doll would set off the fire alarm in the family's home. Allegedly. Okay? This is not gospel, folks, but this is interesting, so let's just take it with a grain of salt. The doll would repeatedly remove her own necklace. Allegedly. The doll even attacked the woman's husband in his sleep, leaving scratches on him. So, she posted it on eBay to get rid of it. You'd think the doll, you might want to burn it, but instead she's just trying to sell it. So, there was a bidding war between two people obsessed with the occult. I can't believe we're doing this story. It was a paranormal investigator in the UK that won this. So, this guy in the UK ended up taking possession, becoming the new owner, and the doll was doing the same. So he heard a noise coming from the box that the doll was sealed in, like a tapping. So he also received, or his father, this man's father, had received scratches on his skin as well. So I looked at the picture just now, scrolling down, and I did get the chills, I gotta admit. So, he just said the doll kept tapping in the box. Wow, this is crazy, folks. I'm not going to get too much more into this, but is this true, folks? Do you believe in haunted dolls? It caused lights to flicker in his home, and noises all over, taking off her necklace, all this jazz. So, do you believe this, folks? I don't know. It's saying that he had a painting on the wall and it started swinging back and forth. Can dolls become possessed, folks? That's my question to you. Hit me up in the comments. Tell me any stories you have, because I just find this interesting. This has been a phenomenon over the years, folks. Can something like this happen? I think that anything is possible. Do I believe this specific case? I'm gonna go with no.
Future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson.
Nobody does it
better. Here's what's in the news.
Next, the greatest cosmic puzzle. Astronomers find stars that appear older than the universe. This is on Forbes.com. So this is written by Ethan Siegel, a contributor. So we won't get too much into this. Let's just get to the real point of this. There are stars out there they've just discovered that are older than 14.5 billion years old, when the universe is supposedly only 13.8 billion years old. So you can't have a star that's older than the universe itself. That would imply the star existed before the Big Bang. So this may rewrite things. This may rewrite the science textbooks. We're going to have to see how this plays out and if this story has any implications or if it is simply brushed under the rug. But the simplest explanation is... the only reasonable possibility is that we've got the ages of the stars wrong, okay? Because this is an impossibility. The point is, how crazy is that? Next, I want to mention a couple things. Well, for starters, before we get into this next story, there's something I can't do about this static that keeps popping up here and there, folks. I'm working on getting better equipment, but I just don't see that happening. We are on a shoestring budget. This episode is brought to you by Armageddon Record Shop on eBay. Come on and check us out on eBay, our online store. We've got the best prices around on books, clothing, video games, and much more. We also have right now digital download cards for Rorschach Test and Philosopher's Stone, which are my last two EPs, last two musical efforts I made. They're up right now for $9.99. And you can make a best offer and pay what you want. If you do that, that helps support the broadcast. We can eventually get better equipment and produce better quality content. But for now, we're going to make the best with what we do. So if you can support the broadcast, check us out on Armageddon Records Shop on eBay.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Okay, for those of you that notice it says special report, let's just put that on pause for a minute. I have to just make one more notation, so then we'll get into the special report. So I just wanted to quickly mention, so check it out. Listen, there's this new thing going around. I saw this article on Fox News Science, and it's talking about there's this Christian numerologist saying that the world's going to end on September 23rd. A planet's going to collide with us. Folks, this isn't fear-mongering. I just want to say, how many times in the last two decades have you heard about Nibiru is returning? It's not returning. We would have seen it by now. So
people should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
All right, folks, it's time for a special report. I read this story twice, so I'm not even going to pull it up in front of me. So here it is. Check this out. There's been squirrel attacks. Yes, you've heard correctly. Not terror attacks. Squirrel. In New Orleans. So this was an article posted on Coast to Coast AM. This was something that was picked up by local news in New Orleans. So here's how it goes. There was a man walking down the street with a witness, a 90-year-old man. Right? So this man was walking down the street and a squirrel climbed up his leg. It climbed up on his back. This guy had to take, he had to take his shirt off to get the thing off of him. And this guy ended up getting bit a couple times and has to undergo rabies shots, which are painful. So the thing is, this happened to several other people. And this guy went to the authorities about it. This is the crazy part. They put a bolo out on these squirrels. Right? The mayor got involved. The mayor of New Orleans. So this is not fake news, folks. This is strange news and real. So the mayor got involved, assembled a squadron of their best and most talented. And what they did was they arrested three squirrels. Yes, folks. They arrested three squirrels that were suspected of being involved in these attacks. What they're going to do with them, I don't know. Throw them in jail? So that's your tax dollars at work, though, folks. And that's our special report for today. We ended on a light note. So, folks, what do you think about any of the things that we talked about today on the show? You can let me know in the comments below. So, for WBHN, I'm Zen One, signing off. Have a great week.